Let us again start from the beginning of the sugya. Itma yush shalom midas abaya omar loy have a yush verova omar have a yush. So Rashi says yush shalom midas dovo shestomoy yush lechsheyeda sheyofo mimeno. Mistome, he'll be miyayish when he'll find out that he dropped it. Shemotzoi, and the person found it, adayin layodo habaylem shenofal mehem. So there is a matziv that he can assume if he would have known mistome, he would have been miyayish. Abaya oma loy haviyush, verova oma haviyush. Bidovo sheyesh b'yisimin. If he drops something that has a simin, then kula alma loy pligi dolay have a yiyush. Ba'af al gav de shamine de miyayish le besoif, loy have a yiyush. Dechi osa le yodai bisura de osa le yodai. Lechi yoda de nofal minei loy miyayish, meimer omar simne islei begave, yahavne simne vishakil nolei. Lechayre, the Gemara is saying a few things over here. Bedovo sheyesh bei sinme kula alma loy pligi loy have yiyush. It's not yush. And I think the reason is, Rashi says later, I don't know how the shims with the Dibur HaMasel, the dover she'enoi osi lisyayishu. This is something, before we're speaking about dover she'stoma yush l'chsheyeda she'yofo mimeno. Mistome he'll be miyayish. Mistome will be miyayish. Now the lotion mistome, it would seem it's not a dover boru. Perhaps there are people who, even when they lose a dover sheyesh by simen, shein by simen, they're not miyayish. How will they get it back? Maybe they'll find edim who are makir that this is their chayfetz. And through the Yedim, they'll be able to give it back. But stoma yiyush, most people, adovo sheyesh by simen, stoma, that they're miyayish. And so a case that I can assume, if he would be aware of the nefila, and since stam anoshim are miyayish, so memela, Rava holds, this is sufficient. This is sufficient, and so even though bepoil, he didn't know. But it's irrelevant, since Stoma Miyayish, so this alone is a matter, because I can assume if he would have known, he'd be Miyayish. Perhaps we'll see, and perhaps it's Muchach with the Gemara later, Abaya holds, and there's an Achlas Dovd in a Ritva that say like this, Abaya holds, Einoch Hanami, it's Stoma Yiyush, but not everyone is miyayish bedovo she'ein by simen. So therefore, kol zman, he doesn't know, and he's not miyayish, you can't say that there's a din yiyush, because who says he would have been miyayish? That could be, that's the machlikis, abaye verove, by dovo she'ein by simen. Adovo she'yesh by simen. So then the Gemara says, there Rove is also Moide, the Lehavi Yush, that it's not Yush, Lehavi Yush, Va'af al Gav, the Shamina de Miyayish Lipsoif. So here it could be Rashi is saying, the Dovo She'enoi Osi Lehisyayishu, this is something that's not Oimid Lehisyayish. So it could be that what the Gemara says, Vavagav de Shemini de Miyayish Lipsoit, That means he was Miyayish. So I see he's not like Roiv Anoshim. But since Stomboy is not Oymed Lishayish, Dovo Sheina also Lishayish, so Kol's man, I don't hear a Yish from him. There's no Din Yish, even though he Lemaise was Miyayish as soon as he found out about it. The Dovo She'enoi Osilis, it is something that people are not Miyayish. We had mentioned Taisvis. Taisvis does not seem to learn like that. Taisvis says, Va'afo gav dahashte Miyayish, even though now he is Miyayish, akroi ba'almuhu, that's a mikre, umitrila loihoya oimed liyayish. Taisvis seems to say that I don't say, later when he found out he was Miyayish, I say that's a mikre. That when he was Miyayish, bedovo sheyesh b'simin is a mikre. But I don't say he was oimed liyayish before. A mikre happened later. The lashon of Rashi would seem, it's a dovo sheyni osa lishayishu, even though he's a person that gives up hope readily. But since it's a dovo sheni osa lishayish, so memele, so calls man, there's no yiyush bepoyel, it doesn't help. A fellow according to Rove, the only dovo shestoma yiyush lishayida helps. But a dovo sheni osa lishayish, then you need yiyush bepoyel. That what the Gemara says later, Va'afal gav de shamin and de miyayish lepsoif loy have yiyush d'chi osa liyode b'isura da osa liyode. L'chayre here the Gemara is saying another nekude, that even though later he was miyayish, before I cannot be, I can't be soymach on the yiyush aloy medas, because it's a dover shein osa liyayish. But later he was Miyayish. Later he was Miyayish. I see Kalori was Miyayish. So let the Yish help now Mikana Lahabe. And that the Gemara says Anu Cheshman. And Mikana Lahabe the Yish should help. The Chiyosa Liyode Bisura Diyosa Liyode. That Yish can't help because since before when he picked it up, there was no Yiyush. There was Chal already Achiyah Vashovet. So therefore the later Yiyush will not help. So the Bisura Asala Yodei is a reason why the later Yiyush doesn't help for him. Why the previous, the Loi Midas doesn't help, there's a different Cheshbon. Because Dovo Sheina Asala is Yayishu. So l'chayre that the lashon of the Gemara, the Avol Gav Deshmin de Miyayish l'soif l'ayhave yish, that does not mean l'ayhave yish, l'aymahani hayish. That yish does not help because later there was a yish. That is not a yish. Later there was a yish, but that yish does not help because it's too late. The bisura da osa liyode. That's pshat. The Gemara I found that the Vayakev seems to say like this. Yeah. Bizutoi shel yam, ubishlulisoi shel no, afal gav de ispe simen, rachmoni sharye, kidabinan lameima lekamon. Now the Gemara speaks about a third case. Bizutoi shel yam, ushlulisoi shel no, even though there's a simen, and we said before by a simen, even Rav is moide, here, zutei shel yam, unshlulisei shel no, afilu with a simen, afilu according to Abaye, one is permitted to take it. So let us see Rashi. Rachmon isharye, vafilu bos liyad amoitzei lifnei yish. Afilo, we took it lifna yish. Lekama bishpaitin, lechamon eshaye, lekama bishmaitin minayim la'aveda shashatfano. So, the Nachlas David on Daf Chav Beis brings down a ritve that the ritve says Amore de Kipshat, and this Dachsach Meir would stim very well the way we were learning Pshat and Rashi. The whole svara of Abaye, that Abaye says Loi have a yish, so Rashi says Dovo shestoma yish, that means the whole yish is a mistome. 80% of the people, when they lose something, they're miyayish. So something that mistoma person is miyayish, so there's a heta yish, even though he didn't know about it. Since mistoma, most people are miyayish, so this helps. Abaye held that it doesn't help, because not everyone is miyayish bedovo shein by simen. So memele, so kozman I don't hear beferish, kozman he doesn't know about the nefila, so I can't say that I have a heta yish, since the whole yish is based on an assumption of stoma yish. Stoma yish, you can't be matter an aveda al stoma yish, since there are people that are not miyayish. So the Ritva says, by zute shel yam shul lise shel no, there's avada yish. There's not one person, even though there's a simen. Since it's avuda mimenu mikol odom, he's ziche miyayish. He's ziche miyayish. That means if he'll find out about it, so that's the lashon of Rashi. Rachmon Nishayev Hafilu Bole Yad Hamoitzi Lifnei Yish. Hafilu he doesn't know about it. He wasn't Miyayish. Afal Piken Rachmon Nishayev. What is Pshat Rachmon Nishayev? So the Nachlas David says we have a posik, and the posik teaches us that Adova Shavuda Mimenu Mikol Odom Yalau to take. Now, the shaila is, how could I have a stamp posik to tell us you're allowed to take it? Maybe he doesn't know about it. So what is pshat the posik? So Rachmon Ishayay, I see from the posik, that if there's a brirus, that if he would known, he would have been miyayish, so that if Labai is moide, that yishalay medas aviyush. So if we learn this pshat in the Gemara, so the flow of the Gemara is very good. We are mentioning three halachas, and these three halachas are magda to us, the machloikas Abai v'rova. That Rova holds adovar shestomoy, Yish l'sheyeda is sufficient to create a din yish, even though Bepoel is unaware of it. Abaye holds dovo shestoma yish is not sufficient. Zutei shel no is there vada is miyayish. Ein zeged the stoma zebe vada yedini shilo yedei misyayish. The Rebbeinu Chanan also seems to learn like that. So there, Abaye is also moid. And then the Gemara says something that's not oimid liyush, even though he was miyayish, so I see he's not like roiv b'nei Adam, but adov v'sheni osel is yayish, so memele, without a yediyah of the nefile, one is not permitted to take it. So now, the Gemara was magder the machlokes Abaye b'rov. Toshma, peiros mefuzor. It says in the Mishnah that if a person found peiros mefuzor, he's allowed to keep them. Hola yoda denofel mine. How are you allowed to keep it? Maybe he doesn't know that it fell from him. And lechayre, if he doesn't know, so, yeah, so according to Abaye, so even though if he would have known, he would be miyayish, but Kozman he doesn't know, there's no heter. How do I know that he doesn't know? Maybe he does know. So Mistam Yishtelen Cheskes Morikame. That means till now the Peres were his. I'm clearing, was he Miyayish and the Peres? He lost the Bailus and the Peres. Or wasn't he Miyayish? So he didn't lose the Bailus. Yishtelen Cheskes Morikame. So according to Rav, it's very good because I don't need the Yish Bepoyo. That was, it's a davar shestoma yish, is also sufficient. But according to Abaye, you need a yish bepoyol, and I have to assume he doesn't know. I shtel necheskes mori kamer. So the Gemara answers, so ha'ama rav ukve ba'chome, ha'che b'mach, b'mach nashte d'vei dori yaskinin, d'avei d'midasi. This is an avei d'midas. We mentioned yesterday from the Machna Ephraim that here we're not speaking about an Aveda in Ganson, we're speaking about he left it over in the Beidori and he was Goyma Bedatoi that he will not come back for it. So the Gemara said before Aloshin, Avkuri Mavkilo, so it's like Hefka. And because he has no intent to come back and take it. Toshma, Mois Mefuzores, it says in the Mishnah further, Areyu Shaloi, like the Gemara Amai, Eloyoda de Nofumine, he does not know that, that he dropped it. So again, it's a Kasha Nabaye. And for the Gemara, Hosom Nami Kide Rabbi Yitzchok. There we have a Svore like Rabbi Yitzchok. Tama Odom Osi Lemashmis Bekisoi Bechol Shovishov. Rabbi Yitzchok said a person, if he has valuable things in his kis, so he's memashmish b'chol shov v'sho to make sure he still has it. And memeila hochinami odam osi lemashmish b'kisei b'chol shov v'sho. So memeila is, what is the teretz? So the teretz is, so I can assume that Izicha found out about it, and since he doesn't have a simon, he's miyayish. What does Rashi say? Mahashta haviyush, this is Rove. Shrei nofa, he dropped it. Ukshi yedeya, shuvein daite olov. So memele, so it was not missing the yediyah. So Gemara says it's speaking by mamachnashte deveidor, deveidem idasi. Shleinoflu mimenu, it's not speaking of Bechlau that he dropped it. Umidas in Nicham Efker, he left it there, midas. So that's the leaving it there is a Efker. Osi lamashmes, the koidem shemotzei zeh, noida lebailem shenoflu v'noyeshu. I can assume that, that before Yenna found the money, the Bailam found out for no issue. Toshma, Igulei Dvele, Vikikrei Shal Nachtem. These are speaking, the Mishnah speaks about, these are Dvorim Shein Vem Simen. Derech Nefile, Areyu Shaloi, Amai Volo Yoda Dinofo Minei. He doesn't know that he dropped it. So my mail to you, Shalom Medas. And for the Gemara, Osam Nami, Agav, the Yekiri, made the Yodabu. That means, since they have some weight, so I can assume that he found out already that, that he dropped it. The Yekiri, Sarashi says, Kovid Masa. Toshma, Ulishoine Shalagoma, Reyelu Shaloi. Bamai, Hulayoda, Dinofo Mine. Here, this is not Yekiri. So Mamela, so how can one take it for himself? אבל דגמורה, הוסם נמי אגב דחשיבי, לכאין רשיינה של הגומה נחושב, משמושי ממשמש בו. So again, so he's ממשמש, אוכי דרב יצרוק. תושמה, המויצי מויס בבוטי כנסייס, ובבוטי מדרושס, ובכל מוקים שהרבים מצויים שם, הרי אלו שלוי, ממני שהם ביילם מסיישמם. Person found money לבוטי כנסייס, בוטי מדרושס, ובכל מוקים שהרבים מצויים שם, זה שלף המינס אקום, או ישראל, בי רב מצויים שם, this inshi dolay mali. So if he lost money, we can assume that he won't get it back. Rei elu shaloi mibnei shabayla misyashime. Like the gemara v'lo yoda denofu minei, but he doesn't know that he dropped it. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Odom osri lemashmeis bekisoi b'chol shom. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, this memre and this paraisa, we brought it before, k'doma Rabbi Yitzchok, but here Rabbi Yitzchok said it on the paraisa. Let us see Tosfos. Toshma, amoitzi mois, teime, even the var hiksha mimas nisim, the mois mefuzoris. We asked already from the Mishnah. And we said, Kidiyoma Rabbi Yitzchok, that a person that came in Agav Darshivi, Odom Amashmish, Amai Pori Su Mahach Barais. So why does the Gemara ask from the Barais? Kasha number one. And Kasha number two, Rabbi Yitzchok Nami, Amai Le Oma Le Milsei, Amas Nisen. He says, Rabbi Yitzchok wanted to forever Abaye, it seems. So why did he say this on the Baraisa? Why didn't Rabbi Yitzchok say this on the Mishnah? The Baraisa alima leilak shuye. The mashme, the bachol inyan are elu shaloi. Av al gav di kesimin. Midimuki taimo. Since the Baraisa says, Shaharabim Mitsuyim Shom. Now, the Baraisa says the reason that the Bailam are Messiahish, because there's a Rabim. So Rabim means either Rabim Akum, Rabim Yisraelim, this Inshi Dolei Mali. So we're giving a reason why is he Miyayish? Because there are people that will take it for themselves. So Mamela, if that is the reason, so this is applicable of Layesh by Simon. We're talking about that there's not Elche people over there. So Mamela, the Baraisa is saying a Chiddush that since Rabbi Mitsuyim Shom, and therefore he realizes that if it will be found, it will not be returned. So he's Miyayish. So the Baraisa wants to include Afilu Adavo Sheyesh by Simen. Yeah. So, and Rove, there's no Kashe, because here the Simen is, before we said he's not Miyayish when there's a Simen, because I'm a simni isli begavi, you have no simni b'shekil nolei. That is not a place where there's no rabbi mitzuyim shom. So he has hopes that the one who finds it will be an elachiyid, and he hears I found him how to get it back. So he's not miyayish. But over here, since we are speaking about that the Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom, that is so, Afilu Asimin is also not a Sibbe, that he shouldn't be Miyayish. But it seems it's a stronger Kashe. That means we see from this Baraisa, I mean, Abaye said, Afilu Adovo She'ein Bo Yisimin, Yishalem Midas doesn't help. Here we see a davar sheyesh b'simin. If there's a sibba that he'll be meyayish, afilo davar sheyesh b'simin. I say Yerushalayim Midas helps. So that's why this is a pis more than the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about a davar shein b'simin. This is speaking about a davar sheyesh b'simin. Umash menami. Now Taisvi says there's another mashmois. Af al gav dechshegze higviye adayin o yebal aveide beveis hamedrish v'lo yoda shenofal minay. Now, Taisvis, for some reason, we have to know how this is mashme, but there's a mashmois in this baraisa that when he picked it up, Rabbi Mitzuyim said this, others say this, Psadiyak from the Loshen of the Baraisa, that the Bailam is also here. Rabbi Mitzuyim Shoman, he's there also, Psadiyak from the Loshen of the he's there. V'lo yoda shenofo minei. I would say pshat and taisvis. I don't know if this is emes pshat, but lechayre the Gemara held that Rab Yitzchok's chiddush that Adam osir lemashmish bekisei bechol shah is not applicable by a beis haknesses and a beis hamedrash. I mean the lechayre. He's davening, he's learning, and so lechayre, his mind is not on his money. So lechayre, could be that was the Gemara's kasha. That was the Gemara's kasha, v'lo yoda dinofo minei. That means, since if there's somehow a mashmois from the Baraisa, that the Baal Aveda is still in the Beis Medrash, somehow mashmois from the Baraisa, he's still in the Beis Medrash. So then the Gemara held v'lo yoda shenof. If he's in the Beis Medrash, so the his mind is not on his wallet. The mind is on the Gemara. So here the Gemara held that it's not shayach the teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak of Adam osir lemashmis bekisei bechol shah because he's in the Beis Medrash. And that was Rabbi Yitzchok's chiddush. Rabbi Yitzchok's chiddush is that I feel on the base medrash, I feel on the base haknesses, I still say, Odom osir lemashmis bekisei bechol shah. I think that's pshat and taisvis. Toshma, another barais. Me'em asai kol odom butorim beleket, mishiyelchu bo hanemushis. When can even an usher get like it? Mishaholchaba namushes, from rinen my namushes, from Rabbi Yochanan Savi the Ozli Atigre, these are old people who walk with their canes, Rishloki Shama Lakuti Bosa Lakuti. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Savi the Ozli Atigre, Skeinim aniyim, hilchim al mishantom benachas. They walk slowly, number one. So if they walk slowly, so, v'royin kol shiboilis v'shiboilis. That means if one walks quickly, so then there can be something that they overlooked. But if they're walking slow, hilchim al mishantom benachas, they're walking, they're leaning on their cane, so every step is an effort, is v'royin kol shiboilis v'shiboilis, so there they won't overlook anything. V'loshin nemushis, so what's the loshin nemushis? Mashal's gils is more understandable. V'loy yemishun, yadayim v'loy yemishun, that means that they tap on everything, shememash mishin v'hulchim, that everything gets touched while they're going, because they're going slow, so they have more time to not to overlook anything. That's one taich in the Mushas. A second taich in the Mushas is Lakuti Bosa Lakuti. Loshin Nemushais Kamay Layamush Ayamish Mitaicha Oil. He never removed himself from the oil. Shenoitlim Umoshim Akil Milafnaim. That means if you have one group after another group after a third group, so I can assume that everything that was in the field was removed already. So Bekitzel, the Baraisa says, if we have that there was such a hilach of aniyim, which one can assume that the leket was already taken away, so filo, there was some left over. The ushers permitted to take it because the aniyim who are aware of this, tishahol chubay in the mushes, the aniyim are miyayish already because they don't have any havamina of finding any more leket in the field. Like the gemara v'amai. Nehei daniyim dahochem miyayishi, ika aniyim bedukhta achite daloy miyayishi. But there's other aniyim. And the aniyim in this city, take, they're aware already, they're aware what happened, so they're miyayishi already. They won't enter this field anymore, they'll go to the next field, mishaocha bay namushis. But there's other aniyim, it's momen aniyim, but seem from the Gemara, it's moment I shave it. So Memela, the other Aniyim, now, if they would be aware that the whole Chubay Nemushes, they would have been Miyayish. But since they're not aware, so it's Yishalay Medas. So it's a Kasha Nabai. Amai, nehei da aniyim da hoche miyayishi. Ika aniyim beduchta achiti da loy miyayishi. Da aniyim in other places da want miyayish. So the Gemara answers, Omri, kiven di ka aniyim hoche, since there are aniyim in this city, hanoch miikori yushim miyayishi. That means the aniyim in a other city, they're miyayish from before. They're miyayish, that means even before Holchabay Namusha, since they know there's competition. There's aniyim in this city, so they don't ever have a minute that they'll ever be able to get any matnas aniyim from this city. Bikore yushi miyayish. Va'omri aniyim dahosom melakti lay. Let us see Rashi. Amai iyush shalom medas lav yishu nehei de legabi aniyim dohoche avi yish midas shero shohol chubo anemushes v'nis yayishu al aniyim diracheres adayin lo yodi. The aniyim of another city don't know that it was hol chubo anemushes v'hayich mutorim boi elamishum. The kivin the lachi yodi, if they would know, miyayishi, haviyish mishosha holchuboy. So after the Nemushas left, so I say if the other aniyim would have been aware of this matzah, they would have been miyayish. Beheta bo liyadze. So it's eta bo liyodi. There's a kasha of Rabbi Kebege and Gunyan Ashas. Rabbi Kebege lives by a kasha. Koshali, ogam laniyim ktanim yeshlam chelik. That means that the schus of matnas aniyim belongs also to ktanim, lav davke to gedolim. Umikri yish shalom medas kidlakamon. That means Ktanim don't have das to be miyayish. If they would have das, they would be miyayish. But they don't have das. So lechayre, so what is the teretz on Abaye? That's Rabbi Kvegis kasha. For the aniyim ktanim, it's yiyu shaloi medas. He blibes by Akasha. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshma, Ktzias baderech. What is Ktzias? Zogt Rashi. Ktzias teinim shekoytzitzim oysam beizmu umoyo shalehem zov. Seems since they're cut this way, so the juice flows out. V'shoytchan basoda liyavish. And that's l'chayre the second case that's going on l'chayre the second case. That we have a soda, that's k'tiyes. K'tiyes baderech. Case number one is, I found k'tiyes baderech. V'afilu b'tzad stay k'tiyes. Or I found k'tiyes next to a sode that there are k'tiyes that are being nisyabish. Chayre, I know where it came from. The second case. What does Rashi say? Vafilo b'tzad stay k'tiyes. Sode sheshoytrim bo k'tiyes. The yoda the mahani also. So he knows that it came from this field. V'chein teine noita laderech. Or another case. I have a teina that is spread over on the derech. U'motzo teinem tachtel. We found teinem. Mutoreis mishum gezel u'ptureis min ha'maisa. So we have over here that there's no Issa Gezel. If I find Tainim under the Ilon, I find Ktzies next to the Sode. L'chayra, I know who the Bailam is. Afal Pikein, there's no Issa Gezel. Because we'll see that the Yush is like Hefker and Hefker is the noise gezel upturis mina mais. Bezeisim ubacharuvim also. Now, if I would have a similar case by zeisim ubacharuvim, it's also. So now, be'etzim, there's a stira between the reish and the seifer. The reish seems to say that you're allowed to take it. L'chayre, the Bailim does not know about this Aveide. The Reisha L'chayre is a raya to Rove. The Seife is L'chayre a raya to Abaye. B'zeisim b'bachru v'mosar. So, this Parais is L'chayre, the Reisha is a raya to Rove. The Seife is a raya to Abaye. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishleime reishem labaye loikashe. The reisha labaye is not shver. Agav dechshivi memash mishbehu. So l'chayr, this is talking about a soda of k'tiyas, or let's say a person drops k'tiyas b'derech, and this is a choshev ezach, so he's always taking record how many ktzias he has. So memele, so when he goes to his field and he sees he's missing some ktzias, he knows right away, he's keseder holding record of the ktzias in his field, and since it's choshev, so he's aware of it as soon as they get lost. So memele, memash mishpu. Taina nami. A taina, for some reason it would seem, this is not as choshuv. Meide yediye de notra. But he's aware of facts of life, and he knows that that they fall. That means that if a person is a taina tree, so he's aware that, let's say, 4 tainim fall a day. So he's also miyayish. Here I saw in a Teres Shmuel, he has a problem to understand this concept of Meidi Yediyah Denatra. He knows they're going to fall. Fine. But when is he knows, and he's Miyayish, we'll see, if they'll fall, he's Miyayish. So, but when is he Miyayish? In Kozman, on the tree? Kozman down the tree, l'chayre, yish doesn't help them. It's not ovud, it's not, it's miyayish. When they fall, and then he doesn't know that they fell. I mean, we have to understand. Let us see Rashi. Mutaris mishum gezel, hafal gav dechinofal lo yoda. That would be the kashim. Chinofal lo yoda. Given the lechi yoda miyash, but if he would not be miyash, mahashta viyush kerov. Upturis mina maisa, kedin hefke, the hefke pot mina maisa. Bezeisim ubacharuvim osa, kabaye. He doesn't know, he wasn't miyayish. Bishloim a reishel abaye motzi letirutse, demikore yoda, he knew. Demikore yoda, viyayish, kedemaforish vozo. So the hitis loshen of Rashi would seem, that since he knew that they will fall, so is miyayish already. That's the tashmul is. How does that work? I mean, how can a yish help before it's over? Because when it's on the tree, how can yish help? He knows it's going to fall, so. Unless we will say if the Gemara means that this is a pechina of Zutei Shalyam, that when they fall he's Ichem Yayish. What's the Mikora Yoda V'yayish? I mean, if we will say that this is like Zutei Shalyam, that everyone is Miyayish, he has no way of retrieving them. So then the Mikora Yoda V'yayish, he's aware of it, and he's Miyayish in the Gufis Pshat. That's unclear. But al kaponim, the sefer is kosher. Reisha ba'elikash agadoshivim mamash mishpul. Tainan nami meide yediye de natra. Ale seife lerove kashe. What does Rashi say? Diktoni bezeisim bechruvim osa. So what does Rashi say? Vesalke daitach, mishum doloi avidi de notri, they don't fall. Vlekele meime yoda de yayish. He knows about it in his miyayish. Va'afo gavduch yoda miyayish. If he would know now, he would be yayish. Lehavi yish mehashtek. That is the kasha. That is the kasha on Rove. Omar Rabbo Shani Zayis Oil Bechazusay Mechiach Olov. And it seems a Zayis, underneath a Zayis tree, you can tell that it came from this tree. Va'aval gav de notrin Zaysi, even though Zaysim fall, meidi yediye duchte din yishinishu. People know that this is this person's Elon, and they'll know that the Zaysim come from him, so this is like a dovo sheyesh by simen. So he's not miyayish taker. People can recognize that it came from that tree, so mamela there's no reason to be miyayish. Yehochi afilareshen ami. So if there's such a yesod that one can tell the peiris that came from the tree that it fell from, so by a teine also it shouldn't be any yish. Amarapop a teine im nefiloso nemeses. Im nefiloso nemeses. Zot Rashi. Chazisa mechicholov, marisei niker shalmihu. Hilkach more lechi. Yoda the Nofo, when he'll find out that it fell, loy miyayish. The meima omer, kuli alme yodi didine unu, v'loy hefkerim v'loy shoklulu, so he's not miyayish taker. So this is like a dover sheyesh by simen, he's taker not miyayish, he's not allowed to take it. So the Gemara says if a person knows that, that that he knows which tree it came from, so I believe the same thing should be by a teine. So the Gemara says, but a teine im nefiloso nimeses. Hilkach, kiven di yediye de natra, he knows that they fall. Mikore miyayish, mishum miyisuse. So is miyayish mikore mishum miyisuse. Because when it's going to fall, it doesn't have any chshivas, because it's most, it gets nimas when it falls. Umavkilo. Here, others ask, but speaking like Rove. Like Rove, we're asking Akasha, why by a teine it shouldn't be miyayish? So the Gemara says it's nimis. The mechinov lechshiv le'amavkelo. So why does Rashi have to say kivin diyoda de natra mikore miyayish? I mean, the Gemara mentioned this according to Abaye, to take away the chason of Yerushalayim medas. She said mikore miyayish. But according to Rove, you could just say, why do you need the mikore miyayish? If you would have known that it fell, it'd be miyayish, because it's nimas within the fila. So others ask this on Rashi. Let us see one taisvis. Uptura is mimaisa. B'mesech is peya muchach. The dim ptur maisa is dafke behifker koidem gmar moloche pot mina maisa. that before hefka before that means by gmar melacha the chiyuv meiser is chal. If it was hefka before gmar melacha, so it's never chal a chiyuv meiser with the gmar melacha. Avol im hefka laach gmar melacha shnis chayiv kvar b'meiser. Then is ein bekachlum. So then that hefka is doesn't help. Vachinami meiri koydim gmar melacha. Speaking about that it wasn't this yavish yet, so that's before gmar melach. Maybe the tainim oimdim l'shoytchem besode v'lasim them tzis l'enigma melachton l'mais ashe yis yavshu. So fine. So memela, so Tosva says, so it's a hefke before gmar melach. Hefke before gmar meloche is patas min amais. Vafilu zoche behen amoitzi koidim sheyis yavshu. Now Tosfos says another thing. The ptur hefke before gmar meloche is not that it has to be hefke till gmar meloche. As long as there was a matzav of hefke before gmar meloche, afilu he was zeich in it also before gmar melacha. Mishas gmar melacha, it's not hefke. The din is that it's still part of min ha'maisa. Afilu zoch be mamaitzi koinim shizhi shavshu pturis min ha'maisa. Kimrine bobo bekame. Hamavkir karmoy. Vehishkim baboike ubotzroy. So he was mafkirit. And then he was boitzred in the morning. So it was still before gmar melacha. It's part of mina meiser, so it's part of mina meiser. So we see the ptur hefker mina meiser is as long as before gmar meloche there was as man that it was part of mina meiser. There was that it was hefker, so it's already part of mina meiser. Filu was zeichen. The gabi hegdish einike. This a ptur hefker and a ptur hegdish. Sheim hegdish koidem gmar meloche. V'nivde koidem gmar meloche, chaye b'maisa k'nemucha k'tzas b'perik ha'ima, there you need gmar meloche b'yad hegdish. So Tosfos is telling us there are two dinim. There's one din, a ptur hefke, and the ptur hefke is, if it was hefke before gmar meloche, if it was hefke before gmar meloche, so then, afili he was zoichet, in b'shas gmar meloche, it's not hefke, it's still potem in ha'maisa. By Hegdish, you need Gmar Meloche B'yad Hegdish. And if it was Magdish before and it was Poided, so then there's no din of Ptur Hegdish.